Out of the tail of his eye, he thought he saw something move on the view screen. He looked at it closely. There it was again. A rhythmic pulse under the bottom of the drone. He counted it out. Once every 20 seconds, regular as his watch. Suddenly, he realized he had been studying just one side of the drone. He guessed he was feeling a bit overwhelmed. Well, easily remedied. He hit his console with rapid fingers and flick. He was over on the other side of the drone. This side had been away from him when he first saw the thing from the planes after it fired. Nup had been flying on the other side also. He trimmed in his view screens. What? The huge loading door was unlatched. And since Nup had landed on the nose, making the drone roll and crab periodically, the door was swinging open and closed. A door. Unlatched. He televiewed it with quivering fingers. It had the broken stub of a key in it. He viewed the whole mammoth door. It was open when the plane rolled down on that side, then was closed by the rushing air and gravity when the plane rolled back. Every 20 seconds. He suddenly regretted the tender-heartedness that had caused him to refuse a companion on this voyage. It would be dangerous, but hanging from a dangling wire ladder, it would be possible to drop down and into that door. No, it would require a pilot to run the plane and somebody going into that drone who knew enough to paralyze it, if possible. And he had no pilots, and Glencannon couldn't be spared. Open. Closed. Open. Closed. Size? He looked at the door. He compared his own ship's span and depth. This ship could fly into that door. Top and bottom, a very narrow squeeze. Plenty to spare on the sides. Yikes! Fly this ship sideways at 302 miles per hour, and then in? Well, it was standard battle tactics to fly sideways with these teleportation motor drives. There was no wing support area needed, such as birds used. When you shut off these motors, the ship didn't glide anywhere. It just dropped like a stone. It was leveled with small teleportation balance motors, not fins. Yes, in theory, one could fly sideways and then dart forward and in. But the timing! Ouch! That rolling drone was moving the opening up and down about 30 feet each roll. Good. He'd try it. But that slamming door had to be taken off first. The way it swung, it barred the full available opening. Johnny decided he would first try to shoot the hinges off. He dropped the battle plane back, setting the firing controls to needle width, flame, and single shot. He lined up the plane and sights, fingers dancing on the console, one foot extended to the floor firing button, always hard to reach in a plane built for 9 or 10 foot tall cyclos. Even Kerr had trouble with floor controls. Line up, line up, line up. Door open, open, open. Hinge exposed. Stamp! A needle of hot flame hit the hinge. It didn't sever. The door began to swing shut again. His local command channel burst into life.
What the crap are you doing?
Cried Nup, alarmed.
I don't have a co-pilot, your executive ship. I have to shoot the door open to change the controls and destination.
Oh.
Then, as Johnny was lining up for the next try.
You be careful of company property, Snit. Willful damage is a vaporizing offense.
Yes, your executive ship.
Johnny fired the next try. The hinge glowed briefly. The door hid it from view again. The door didn't sag. Maybe the hinge was binding. Johnny looked at the infrared target scope. Yes, there were two hinges, one up, one lower. He lined up on the lower hinge. Door open, open, open. Hinge in scope. Stamp! Flash! The door still didn't fall off. Maybe if he alternated his shots, upper hinge, lower hinge, one, then the other.